Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you're excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him. Thank Him. And be joyful. I can't believe how sore I still am. Having a hard time walking up and down the stairs. But man, if you're trying to get back into working out, just start with something, because boy, it kicks in quick, let me tell you. I want to bring up again, don't forget to send in those questions, or if you have questions, send them in or schedule a time. Like I said, I want to do a couple of live shows with questions back and forth, and I want to get that scheduled. So I just want to bring that to remembrance again. But I hope you're having a great morning, and I hope you can't wait for today. I was reading this morning in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. It says, "For the love of Christ," or the Messiah, or Christos, "constraineth us, because we thus judge that one died for all, that if one died for all, then all died." Verse 15, "And that he died for all, that they which live should no longer or not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again." Jesus Christ died, right? God raised him from the dead, a new spiritual being. And that new spiritual being is what you are when you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. You are a new creation. And you live for that Holy Spirit now. You live for the Spirit and not for the carnal. Verse 16, "For wherefore henceforth," or from now, "know we no one according to the flesh or the old nature. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh or according to the old nature, yet no longer. Wherefore, if any man be in or remaining within the Messiah or Christos, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, they are become freshly new." You don't have the same experience in life once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. It's a completely different experience, because you are a new creation. You see things spiritually, and you can't change that. I mean, there's that which is of the world, and then that there's that which is out from the origins of God. You are a new creation, spiritual. Verse 18, "And all things as a whole are out from the origins of God, who reconnected us to himself by the Messiah, by Christos, by Christ Jesus." The thing is that when Adam transgressed against the law, or I'm sorry, didn't transgress against the law, when Adam transgressed against God, that connection between God and man was severed. By one man, sin entered into the world, which is Adam, and by one man, Christ Jesus, the whole thing was wiped clean. We are connected to God again. And again, that's why you can live in that Holy Spirit. That's why you have the Spirit. And there's there's a lot of different fruits. I think there's like 8 or 10 of them or something when you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, the fruits of the Spirit. Verse 19, "To wit, that God was in the Messiah," or Christos, "reconciling," or reconnecting, "the world to himself, not counting their trespasses unto them, and hath placed in us the logos," it's the inner thoughts, the word is connected to the inner thoughts, of that reconnection. You have the reconnection. God's reconnection is in you, the thoughts towards that reconnection, his actual thoughts of what that reconnection is, rests in you. You have all things right now. And it doesn't matter what the world says. I mean, I've been going through this thing right now where I just got the taxes done for last year. And I saw what our net income was. And I started like, you know, is this good? Is this bad? Like, what am I, you know, I'm like going through all these things. Well, years ago, God had told me, don't think about numbers. Don't settle on numbers. And I haven't. So when this stuff starts coming back at me, you gotta stay in what God tells you, how he works with you. There is a reason he works specifically. Work out your own safety, your own salvation with God. It's between you and God. And the steps that you take in life, they're between you and God. And your steps might be very, very different than someone else's steps. And that's the point. You live a different life. You think on different things. You focus on the word and what that relationship is and how to get connected to God. You put the verses on. You start to pray. You start to talk to God. You build that relationship. And then all of a sudden you start doing things that are contrary to the word, but you know, or world, but you know that you know that you know that this is between you and God. He will deliver you from every situation. He will change your heart. There's so many things. It's just a beautiful walk when you start to hone in on the things that matter. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray to God, and you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. You never pray to Christ or Christos. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Where that foghorn
blows. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for every single thing that you do. I thank you for just a great day today, for great blessings. I pray for each and every situation. I ask that you kind of work this whole thing out with what I'm going through, that you kind of show me what's going on. I thank you for the ability that you give, and I thank you for the ability that you provide each and every one of us just individually. I pray for a great day today. I thank you for your believers, that you take care of them and bless them, and for everybody that we work with, that you bless them, and that it just remains just fantastic. I just lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.